Want to have your own business but don't want to start from scratch? Franchising might be the answer you're looking for. Welcome to the Level Up with Nick Lopez Show, the show that brings you thought leaders in business, franchising, and high-performance personal development. Whether you're a buyer, seller, franchisee, franchisor, or consultant, find everything you need to know about franchising right here. Own a business without the pain and financial losses that come with creating it. Find the time, freedom, and financial independence you can have through entrepreneurship. Learn how franchising can help you get there. Listen up and get ready for another episode of The Level Up with Nick Lopez Show.
Welcome to The Level Up Show with Nick Lopez, where we have the absolute pleasure of learning from thought leaders in business, franchising, and high performance personal development. Today, we have another special episode of The People at Lime. Today's guest is one of our newest members of the Lime family, but most certainly brings a tremendous amount of skill and talent. Our new Director of Franchise Development, Dustin Costro. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Nick. I appreciate it.
Thanks for being on. It's definitely been a really exciting start to your time at Lime. My goodness, we hit the ground running and I don't see us turning back. And a lot of that is your incredible experience and talent and dedication to the franchise space and just really your craft. I've been able to see that on full display. I really appreciate it. And it most certainly isn't taken for granted. So I want to just dive in and tell your story of how you got to Lime and what it's been like being at Lime. Let's get started. Dustin, if you wouldn't mind just taking us on the journey of how you joined the Lime family.
Definitely. And that's the great thing about it is really when you represent a fantastic product, it makes it that much easier to sell. And that's what Lime has been. I've known Nick for a very long time. We've met through many conferences heading back all the way to almost when you guys kicked things off. But that was a great part was I got to know Nick, the vision, and then hear a ton about his brand. It's really something you can stand behind. And that's what I love about it is it's really finding the right franchise partners to grow the footprint of this fantastic brand. What brought me to joining Lime was that I'd been in development for a long time, worked in a lot of different roles, wore a lot of different hats, and every company's created slightly differently. I was very excited when Lime had the opening to have a development team come and help in-house to bring on the right franchisees to grow what we call responsibly. What led me here was the values of the corporation, a brand I can stand behind, but also knowing that it works if you follow that tried and true system is what brought me to working for you, Nick.
Dustin, if you wouldn't mind sharing, what have been some of the roles that have led to working at Lime?
Yeah, and that's a great thing. So you go all the way back. I was in the mortgage industry for a very long time in the Bay Area of California, did very well with that. Kind of the funny thing that happened was it didn't correlate to the lifestyle I wanted at home with my daughter. I was working constantly. We got the opportunity to move into a franchise finance role. So I got out of the mortgage industry, dodged all of those hurdles. If you've ever been in the mortgage industry, it's a tough way to live. I did very well with it, but I got an opportunity to work for Benetrends. Benetrends is one of the top funding companies. Not that there's not other fantastic companies out there. I got an opportunity to work for Benetrends and absolutely loved it. Really got to learn the franchising space from the ground up through the financing that I really liked. I got to a point with Benetrends where I'd reached that cap. There really wasn't anywhere else to go for me. And that's where I got the opportunity to move into franchise development. I got to wear a hat, kind of cut my teeth over with a gentleman by the name of Gary Finley. He was pretty well renowned in the franchise space. Got to work for his team over there, developed some fantastic brands, and really understand franchise development from the ground up. Was able to work there for a long time till they kind of cleaned house. They went in a different direction when Gary retired, and I got the opportunity to go work and be a director of franchise development with another company. Kind of the thing you learn with every new role that you have in this industry is every company is slightly different. So it makes you appreciate when you find those companies that do have the values and are growing responsibly. I've been able to take all of that through all of my years of experience in development and bring that in here to help Lime continue into their amazing growth as they're going here.
Yeah, my gosh. Clearly, the mortgage space, irrelevant to franchising. And then, as you mentioned, had the opportunity to cut your teeth with somebody that has built some tremendous brands, Restoration One, there with Gary Finley. And clearly, it's showing through on our end, just your experience. And it's been really nice working with you. You know, you've been there, done it, and you know, we've been able to get in stride and really hit the ground running, as I mentioned, kicking off the show. But there's so many different points of view out there about franchising. And you don't necessarily say, hey, I'm going to be in franchising throughout my career. It really has a way of finding you. If there is a perception of franchising, it's quick service restaurants, right? McDonald's and Burger King. Those are really the cliche brands. You don't necessarily understand that really anything that generates profits and is ethical, it can be franchised. And you know, that goes all the way to a paint company like Lime and healthcare services or brick and mortar med spas and everything in between. And so I say all that just to say, you know, it's clear that you have resonated with home service brands, non-brick and mortar, service-based, but specifically home service. Why have you gravitated toward home service?
And the reason I've always liked home service is you don't need a millionaire to get into business. When you look at a lot of these brick and mortar and higher end concepts, that's extremely wealthy that are getting into those. I've liked brick and mortar or non-brick and mortar because it's a way for the average Joe to live out that American dream of business ownership. You can take that tried and true system, you can implement that into your local community, and you can have success by following that. Not only do I like the availability and affordability of being able to do it, I also think that home services isn't going anywhere. Really, what we found out through COVID was that a lot of us have no clue in what we're doing when we got to fix things around the home. That's the great part that I know myself came to find out. I can't put together IKEA furniture to save my life. That's not the way that my brain works. But the thing that most Americans realize, and there's been studies done about this, is we're now outsourcing all of those home service pieces from mowing grass, painting homes, all of that, because we had to do it ourselves. So I think this is an industry, a lot with the painting, you're going to continue to see to grow. But really, it's just that dream of business ownership, something that we can do. Home services allows you, and it's filling a niche in the market that is significantly underserved currently.
Absolutely. Yeah, well said. My goodness. I feel like so many times folks want to get into business and they just don't know how and where to get started. And clearly, if you're starting a company 100 from scratch as a startup, yeah, it's very risky. And generally, that begins this path of colliding with franchise ownership. And in many cases, your assumption is that, hey, my passion should be my business. But the reality is there's investment levels and lifestyle interests and many different factors beyond just a passion play, right? And to your point, you know, when you start thinking about X's and O's, your everyday individual that wants to benefit from entrepreneurship, but you can bypass the brick and mortar and the expense that goes with that. And then you're evaluating culture and lifestyle and viability in your backyard with brands that you probably never heard of and in industries that you had no idea you could own a business in. And so, you know, the more I'm in franchising and the more I have conversations with folks in franchising, the more I appreciate it. And you obviously grow in that, those multiple layers of perspective toward folks considering entrepreneurship through franchising. And then obviously me on the franchisor supporting those folks. But I say all of that to get to a point here of setting the stage around your background. How do you think it's translated and teed you up for success in franchise development specifically?
And that's the great thing is, you know, really, I got very lucky in getting into the franchise space. You know, I have my role. I knew what I was going to do. And I got blessed because a couple of my really good friends were in development. John North, you know, is one of those that I've been extremely lucky to have as more of a older brother figure in this. He's done extremely well, and I got to learn franchise development directly from him. So coming into this industry has really helped me moving through understanding that. But you know, my background, I think, has really helped with that, because we're really dealing with average people. And not average isn't a bad thing to say. It's the average everyday person. And that's another thing that has drawn me to Lime, is we're not here to sell anything. We're here to partner with the right people that are looking to grow the brand. And really, when you can show people that that's what we're doing, is we're not buying a job with Lime, we're building an empire here. And that's following our structure we have put in place. That's really part of just helping people understand what the process is like. So that's really what I've enjoyed, is being able to come over, help them know that, hey, my background wasn't in franchising. Also, I was in corporate America to an extent, working through the mortgage industry, doing 80, 90 an hour weeks. And it was something that it was just a constant grind. Not that business ownership isn't a grind at time. I'm sure you're very familiar with that, of what you've done over the past decade, even back to sort of the pro painters you had back at Michigan State. But like I said, it's one of those where you reap 100% of those benefits. And that's always a great thing about business ownership, and helping people understand that if they do follow that tried and true path, you're going to reap those rewards on the other side.
So you had the opportunity to really pick your next opportunity prior to joining Lime. And you mentioned something pretty interesting throughout our conversation. You mentioned a couple things. You know, you've been able to experience firsthand franchising done right and not done right, and really picking your next opportunity. You just mentioned, hey, we're very intentional about growing the right way and picking folks that are a great fit and qualified and capable to be successful at Lime. We just had a meet the team day, and you know, it's not anything that I necessarily am happy about or proud of, but we had to pass on an owner that, you know, is four locations, a real empire minded potential partnership there. But ultimately, we knew that there wouldn't be success in the long run. And as difficult as that is, the reality is that we want to grow responsibly. That's clearly not our first approach. And that's relatively uncommon, right? We do so much due diligence prior to inviting somebody to meet the team day. We take that very serious. But at the end of the day, at the finish line, it was just clear that the potential was not there, and it wasn't in that individual or our best interests. And doing franchising the right way, growing the right way. And you also mentioned this aspect of being able to build an empire at Lime. You know, I'm just curious if you could elaborate. You're really sitting back considering your next opportunity, and you were able to jump in headfirst with Lime. Can you elaborate a little bit on the empire aspect of Lime and how folks that you're educating and consulting throughout the discovery process, how you're able to prepare them for just that, an empire approach through the Lime model?
Definitely. And one of the things that got me right away from speaking with you, Nick, was how transparent we were up front. I think a lot of home service brands and opportunities out there represent themselves incorrectly in the market space. A lot of that is that semi-absentee ownership where, hey, throw some money at it, 10 hours a week, you're going to be successful and you're going to be having tons of money coming in. I know we spoke right up front about that, because I think that's incorrect in the industry. If you're going to throw some money at something, it's more of a manage that manager role. And up front, you're going to be putting in a lot more than 10 to 15 hours per week, unless you have a rock star employee in place. Well, that's the great thing about business ownership, is the better your employees are, the easier it is for you as an owner to sit on that with that beach and beer money, I like to say, where it continues to come in. But that was one of the things that got me up front with you, was that we understood right away that we were growing responsibly. We were looking for hands-on owners that were looking to exit or be corporate refugees, get out of there and work for themselves. Not that our model can't work in the semi-absentee model. Again, we're helping recruit, implement, hire those employees as we get to that. But we just are looking for people that understand business ownership. Again, really the great thing about the empire builder here versus buying a job is you're not going to come here, you're not going to book a job, paint the house, and do all that. I love that we have our national partnerships in place that are doing the work, recruiting the subcontractors, our artisans, as we call them, which are those top tier in the communities, because they're vested in our corporation because we're selling all of their high-end products. So top to bottom, the thing that I've loved about it is being transparent up front and letting people know, hey, this might not be the right fit for you. It's a mutual approval process. I'm not here to sell every candidate that walks through the house. We're trying to make sure that they're the right fit for us while we're figuring out if we're the right fit for them, while we're figuring out if they're the right fit for us. I mean, that was really a main point that drew me to it. But, you know, that empire builder is really what we're doing is we're overseeing the business here. We're working on the business, not in it. And what that means is, you know, we're going to slowly build our team. We're going to scale this business. And then that's a lot where we're overseeing it with our system, software, procedures, everything we have put in place. But that's the great thing about what you've built already here is all I have to do is explain that to people, help them understand it. And then it's night and day difference from other brands that they're looking at here.
Yeah. You know, if you're a first time business owner and, you know, you're hoping to invest in a business where you can manage the manager, you definitely have a huge learning curve there to create success while you're learning how to be a franchise owner, follow a model, you're learning a new industry. And so that first time business owner, get in, wear the hats in the business. It's a simple business. It's a painting business. There's a sales hat and an operations hat, and get good at producing success with that so that when you start building a team, you have clients to lean on, you have infrastructure that exists, and you know the levers to pull to create success. And so you're able to scale duplication of your effort because you know how the business works. And so we've been able to see that play out time and time again, where folks that come in, they are a corporate employee, whether they're executive or a director, they leave corporate America, they make complete career transition, and they do it with the intent to master the business. And then they start scaling toward the end of their first year into their second year, building their team, and they're able to retain employees much better. The experience overall is much better. It's rooted in deep infrastructure and confidence. And so they can focus on what matters, the behavior, versus being overwhelmed with all of these firsts. And it creates an experience that isn't as enjoyable. On the flip side, if you are hiring a manager right off the bat at Lime, that's great. But do you have that business experience that qualifies you to do that from the gate, right? And when we're working with folks that are fit that mold, and it's very different than saying, okay, the door is wide open. If you have a pulse and you are interested in franchise ownership, come on board. You know, having opened many locations from coast to coast, you know, it's very clear what success looks like. And so we're just really doubling down on that. And there are lots of folks that are not wanting to buy a job. They're wanting to scale an empire and do it in a framework of all the different aspects that a business like Lime offers that we've talked about. And they commit to being hands-on year one, year two, to really get in and learn it and master it so that as they are in their fourth, fifth, sixth year, they can lean back on those reference points of being in the business and truly be in the business for a 10-year agreement. This not be a short-term stint because their tank was exhausted because they had all these firsts and the experience wasn't as streamlined as they had hoped. Yeah, a lot there with that, but regardless, you know, the point being that we're ultimately looking to help folks be successful in franchising, and that's been something that we've taken very much to heart. But there's all these different fears and uncertainties with franchising, right? And yeah, I'm just curious from your perspective, what do you think are some of the common early fears when somebody is considering going into franchise ownership?
Well, that's the biggest fear in itself, is everybody wants to be their own business owner, but nobody really wants to do it when it's time to go. Intro call, working through it. It's all fun and games until things become real. And that's been a lot of mine, because up front, you can let people know, hey, let's get back. Let's take a peek at that financing. Make sure we can, because that's a big fear of, can I afford to be my own business? Can I buy this? Can I do it? The thing I always explain to people is, let's make sure we're looking at a a Bentley when we, you know, could be looking at a Honda, or that we're looking at a Honda when we should be looking at a Bentley, because that's the big thing, is making sure financing makes sense. And as we go through that, is making sure they understand, hey, you're going to speak to people that were in your seat before. We're going to go through validation. We're going to speak to actual franchisees who made that decision to join Lime versus joining other brands or other concepts they were looking at. They're going to be able to tell you about the support, which again, a big thing isn't just buying the model. It's how we're going to support you in getting that model up and running, but also driving towards profitability and sustained operations. So helping make sure they know that that 7% royalty, the whole point that that's there is that service that we offer for you, not only the model that we've taught you, but continued and ongoing support to make sure we're running the model correctly. And that's the big thing, is as we check those fear boxes off, then it gets to the point of, you know, hey, am I ready to make that jump? And that's the great part about it, is we're not here to sell people on making that. It's, you know, hey, I know you've had enough of corporate America. You're sick of working for somebody else. We figured we can replace your income. Everything checks every box. Now it's your time to make that decision. Are you ready to be an entrepreneur, or are you not ready? And that's the great thing with a brand like Lime, is you can really stand behind it. Our franchisees are happy. They're excited. They love speaking to potential new franchisees and letting them know about the support we have here, which is you don't see all the time in different brands in the marketplace.
Well said. And that's key, right? The proof in the pudding, right? And I want to transition a little bit and settle into some of the X's and O's. What are the different components of Lime differentiated? As I'm considering these franchise opportunities, what are those differentiators at Lime that make it a viable and exciting opportunity for somebody looking to go into business for themselves?
And that's the great thing, is really when you're looking at Lime, it's revenue streams. We have 40 different offerings that we're doing. But the thing I love about that is you don't have to be a painter. The great thing in this industry is our national suppliers are helping recruit, hire, and implement the artisans for us. They're training them and making sure that we have everything correct put in place. So really what you're doing is you're managing and overseeing a business. That business is a painting company, but the great thing is there's no competition in our marketplace. We start at the gutters and we end down at the stamped concrete. We do everything in between there. And that's the thing I've come to love about Lime, is really what you're telling people is we're walking the entire home. We're educating that homeowner versus making sales. Only about 40% of what we do is painting. The rest is going to be surface restoration, coatings. We're doing commercial and residential. So the great thing about this model is even though we target that top 30% of home ownership, we're covering every home in the market and we're doing all commercial buildings throughout that too. So the great thing about this model is it really differentiates itself as soon as you begin to look at it, because again, there's nobody doing what we're doing in the marketplace, which is premium paint services.
Yeah. So, you know, there's back in my college days, marketing lecture halls, right? One of my first classes, I was learning about positioning in the market. And so you have two axes, you have the X and the Y. One is quality, one is price. And if you're low price, low quality, that's your place in the market. You can think of McDonald's. It's quick. It's convenient. You don't expect to go there and pay more to get more. That's not their positioning. And that brings a lot of value in that place in the market. On the flip side, if you're high price, high quality, that is a different experience. And everything about the business model is tailored to be positioned in the market right there. And that changes whether you're in Boise, Idaho, in Los Angeles, in Denver, you're looking at $500,000 homes, $1 million homes, $2 million homes, depending on that market. We want to focus on the top third. Every market's going to be a little bit different. And that doesn't mean that just because you have a market where it's $500,000 homes plus, they're not interested in quality. My goodness, we're talking about a paint job, right? We're not talking about buying a Rolex or a Maserati, where it's truly that top 2% of income earners nationally. We're just talking about the top home values within a market and taking an approach by giving folks an option to have a quality solution. If you think about just in your backyard, if you're in an area that has $500,000 homes, they're steakhouses, just because it's not all just filled with McDonald's. And yeah, I just want to make that point, because so much of the model allows for us to be differentiated. We retain our subcontractors because we're working with the best clients in the market. Our suppliers are highly invested in our success. We have three national partnerships with Sherwin, Benjamin Moore, and PPG. They're all very invested in our success because we're ultimately recommending their products to the end consumer. And 75% of their business is done from contractors, not folks coming into their storefronts. It's contractors recommending their products. And Lime is a national distribution for their luxury products, their high-grade coatings. And on our end, we're able to give the consumer a product that's $100 off the shelf for $40 because of our national purchasing power. That $500,000 homeowner is able to work with an artisan in the market. You can think of us a lot like Uber Black, right? You select a nicer vehicle. That's our job, leveraging those national partnerships. Those reps in the local market know the subcontractors. They know which ones are the artisans, and they're able to tee us up with those intros. And we're able to give clients that artisan and quality products at a value. Yes, it's not going to be the cheapest price because we're not using cheapest painters who are not artisans and using low-grade products. No, we're giving that client a relative price for quality products, quality craftsmen. And that just nationally is not being done, right? We are the first, the only, and the largest national paint company. There have been other brands that have come before us. They've standardized the paint market. They've proven out that you can standardize a very fragmented painting space. Awesome. And we've piggybacked a lot of that infrastructure that's been proven out. But really, our expertise has been in that high price, high quality. And that makes our model special. Much of what we're able to do and how we're able to scale, talk about that empire mindset. Our clients want to pay for a team approach. They want a sales consultant and a production person doing quality control. And they want the turnkey expertise up front. And on the back end, the quality control, they're willing to pay for that experience because they don't want to pull their hair out chasing around a contractor because they've already experienced that fragmented experience in probably a previous home or a previous paint project. And that's where we sit in the market. And that's what makes us so special. And to Dustin's point, we're not looking at paint as just paint. We're looking at it as a type of coating. And these high-grade homes, these custom homes in the market, they have many surfaces that deteriorate from sun and water. We're doing from the gutters down to the stamped concrete, as Dustin mentioned. That makes up 40 services on the inside and outside. I was just having a conversation the other day, and the gentleman was realizing that, wow, you know, if I'm investing with Lime, I'm like investing in multiple franchises because our service offerings, our technology, everything about the model is about giving clients the full service from start to finish, as opposed to just giving them some of what they need. Again, to your point about educating the clients versus just a transactional sales approach, we're able to train homeowners to look at their home for what it is and to evaluate the paint being a coating and every surface is deteriorating from sun and water. And so how do you restore those expensive assets? You would never drive your car and just say, I'll let the fluids run out and I'll just replace the engine. Nah, you maintain it and you get the fluids flush, you do your oil change. And with surfaces on a home, clients don't always understand that that's the case. It's just kind of like that frog that boils over time until it's too late, right? And you need to replace it. We're able to point out to clients how paint is a type of coating and it really differentiates us in the market. They get other competitive quotes and the other painters are saying, you got to call the gutter guy. You got to call the stamped concrete guy. You got to call the metal guy. And really to do what we do for them, they need to work with multiple vendors, which is more work, more risk with logistics and scheduling. And so we truly are defining the luxury experience nationally. I can talk passionately about that all day long, clearly, but just wanted to hit on that and really move on here, Dustin, but such an important part, right? And I love how we've progressed through this conversation and where we're going next here. Dustin, you're in this role. How do you view yourself empowered to help others level up through the Lime Painting franchise model?
Yeah, and that's the great thing about it is really, I know I keep going back to the same answer, but it truly is easy to sell this model because people can see themselves being owners. To kind of go back to what we were saying before, not to go back into all of our offerings and everything we're doing so wonderful, is we have a premium service that we're offering. We're not overcharging for a service. So like you said, we're getting 40 to 60% discounts off on premier coatings and offerings that we have. Really how I'm helping people level up 9 to 5, building a company for somebody else. You can take that initiative, work for yourself, handle all of that, but then be your own business owner by following our system. So really, that's the great part. We've already been able to bring on some new franchise partners since I've been here in such a short amount of time. And that's really the exciting thing, is to see them understand what they can do. The next part's going to be wonderful, is keeping in touch with them as they launch, as they hit their markets, and then hopefully become franchisees and new validators in the system. That's really the great part about that, is seeing that this model can work and helping people realize that they can be them. It's not just a dream that they can't reach.
Yeah, appreciate that, Dustin. And yeah, I'm just curious, what has been your most rewarding part of working at Lime so far?
Yeah, so my most rewarding part has been the couple of the new franchisees we brought on. We've had a couple that looked at 14, 15 other brands and nothing made sense to them. It's really exciting to show somebody a brand that from A to Z makes sense and they're, let's get going, you know? So the great part about that is we've already had those little mini successes of bringing new, and we just restarted development. So we're what, 60, 70 days in and bringing things back on. Again, the great part, which is another test of what you've been able to do, Nick, was you shut down development for a while. We wanted to make sure that we had the support in place. We brought all of the franchisees up to space, that everything was open and running, which was another testament of why that we decided to come over and help you with the level 2 expansion, if you will, or Lime 2.0 as we're going forward. But that's the great part about this, is it's very easy. And I know I keep saying the same answer over and over again, but it's easy to stand behind a brand like this because it really was built correctly and the values and the strategies are all put in place correctly.
Yeah, absolutely. There's been a lot of runway in my career, going back 15 years ago when I started Spartan College Painters, did that for 5 years and took the time to apply my business marketing degree, moved to Denver, spent 4 years really proving out the unit economics, spent the following 3 years joining the International Franchise Association, learning franchising, being methodical and patient about the rollout. And frankly, I'm not a methodical person. I'm the opposite. I'm a let's go. I remember for a 3-year period, it was my word for the year was patience. And I think we all could imagine what that was like. But being aware of the fact that, look, we have time. And I started my career very young. You know, it's crazy to think that it's been 15 years now, but we had started our expansion after really working out some initial bottlenecks in the business with our early adopters. It had started expanding in 2020. In August of 2020, we had 7 locations and we had about 70 locations in about a 15-month period. And then really focused on building out our departments and acquiring the talent on the team and building out the operations and the support and evaluating and being patient around how is our model working out. We talked about semi-absentee and what that looks like at Lime and the version of the model that's highly successful that validates like crazy. It was that period of 18 months where we really went deep on support and operations. And yeah, here we are now in 2023, back to growth. And it's very exciting because we have versions of the business that are at multiple iterations. And it's exciting to be back in the growth mode with this perspective and to have you on the team and for us to have already hit momentum and are getting in our stride. It's been exciting, most certainly. And so to that point, Dustin, what is a memory that stands out to you since you've been at Lime?
A memory that stands out. The thing that's been really great is just working through the process, understanding Lime, all of that, really getting to learn a lot about you and what we've built here or what we're currently building. But one of the great memories that I'll always remember is one of our current franchisees, just looking at that. And I know I've touched on it a couple of times already, but looking at handfuls of brands, 15, 16 different brands, and then deciding Lime was the right fit for them. It's one of those where I've always understood franchising. I've understood working for brands. I've come to find out more. I'm working with you that this is really dialed in and you've built a fantastic concept here. But one of my memories was that aha moment when they saw. You know, it's easy for you to stand behind something because I believe in it. But when other people see, you know what, I validated, I've asked every question, this is the brand for me. That was one of those memories that'll always stick with me where it's like, you've looked at some of the top FSO brands in the organization, even brands that are significantly larger than we are. But seeing that we're not only just a small kick in the pan kind of brand, we're that brand that's going to continue to explode and helping that. That was one of those cool memories that I'll always have where it's like, shoot, this is something that really does work, which I believed in all along, but it's cool to see other people know that too.
I love that you said that. That's probably been one of my favorite memories and just favorite parts of expanding and being in franchising is I never thought I would own a paint company. I never thought I would be in this space. Going back to my college days at Michigan State, I was going to South Florida to do real estate commercial development. I was going to go to the University of Miami, get a JD and a master's in development. And I was going to South Florida and that was my career path. But my goodness, this opportunity to really carve out this luxury experience nationally, I never thought I would be where I'm at today, but it was value for me back then. It's been value every year to my life and the folks that are impacted by Lime. And that has been the testament of why we've been able to compete, right? Going back to August of 2020, we had 7 locations. I remember going against some of the best brands, some of the hottest brands, and folks were going to other D-Days and coming to ours and choosing us. We grew 70 locations in 15 months because of the validity of the business model and the intentionality behind the infrastructure and the offering being so differentiated. Yes, it's a busy, crowded paint space, but we're the only ones in our space. And it's very much an honor to be defining our space. The owners and our team talk about that all the time. We take that very diligently. Dustin, I want to wrap up. We have all these values, love, integrity, mission, and excellence. But which one is your favorite value and why?
I'm pretty sure just from hearing me speak that everybody can kind of choose what mine's going to be. Mine's integrity, and it always is. I think integrity is extremely important. It's doing things the right way, even when people aren't looking. And that being said, that's really the way that we do. It's responsible growth is what we're doing. We're being transparent up front, explaining to people what they're doing, what they're getting into. Again, you're getting into a niche in the market that's significantly underserved. But we're not telling people, hey, Nick, it's going to take you 15 hours a week. The dump truck full of money is going to show up and you just stare at your phone all day. So we're really explaining to people that this is what it's going to be. There's going to be growing pains in it. There's growing pains in everything that you do. We're here to support you through those. The great thing is we have over 80 franchise territories open currently that have all gone through what you're going to come through. The great thing is the support is there. I love that it really is a family setup here that we have. Every brand says they're a family. But I would encourage you to jump on a couple of our validation calls. You're going to hear our franchisees speak about it. The support is here. We actually have an infrastructure built for our franchisees to make sure that you guys are doing your job and helping our new franchisees come on. So that's not set up in a lot of other companies or franchise systems that are out there. When I look at it, I know that integrity is the most important to me. That's why I chose to come and work for you, Nick. That's why I'm so excited about what we're going to be able to do to continue to explode this brand, but responsibly with the right owners that we're growing this brand the correct way across the nation.
Responsible franchising. It's the way of the future. It's what will maintain integrity in the franchise model. And we are very honored and humbled to play a small part in leading that approach as franchising continues to be one of the greatest ways to create wealth and generational wealth through entrepreneurship, capitalism. It's the American dream. Most certainly appreciate you tuning into this episode. Dustin, thanks so much. Really appreciate you.
Thanks for having me, Nick. I really appreciate it. Looking forward to continuing to grow this with you over the next handful of years.
Likewise. Absolutely. And as always, get limed.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Level Up with Nick Lopez Show. Remember, it's never too late to get started on your entrepreneurial journey. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share if you enjoyed today's segment. Catch us again next week and visit limepainting.com for more of the Level Up with Nick Lopez show.